Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Joining us on the line is the head baseball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Owls Cowboys, Ryan Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look at last week's slate, kind of an up-and-down week, but you played some really good teams in that up-and-down week. You start off with a tough loss to a very good Humboldt team. You battle back for a senior night win against a good Garner Hayfield Ventura team. You fall to the conference champions now going on Wednesday, but come back with a 5-1 win on Friday over St. Edmund Orland over at Harlan Rogers. So all in all, you ended the week on a positive note with a win over St. Edmund, but just as we've gotten into this back half of the season, what are some areas you feel your team has really improved on here in these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, we've started to put together a little bit more of the, you know, the three aspects of our goals each night, and that's, you know, throwing strikes, making plays, and hitting the ball. And when we do that, we give ourselves a chance to win any night of the week. And, you know, I mean, with things like the pitch count and young pitchers and, you know, a young roster and things like that, some nights just aren't going to go the way that you want it to. But for the most part, when we put a guy in the mound and forces the other team to put the ball in play, and then we make those plays, we really find ourselves in a part where we can, you know, have a chance to win the game.
And looking at your roster, it definitely feels like top to bottom the last couple of weeks, it feels like top to bottom your lineup has been able to produce hits, and not only produce hits, drive in runs for that matter. You look at guys that produced all year long, guys like a Carson Nesheim, Nick Sisson, Elena Kakacek, but now guys like Mason Allen are starting to come on strong, a Wyatt DeCoster and Owen Sweeney, those guys are starting to come along, Caden Hankins as well, in terms of driving in runs, getting timely hits, so on and so forth. And what was really maybe the turning point in terms of getting those bats, you know, maybe not one through nine, but a good chunk of the lineup being able to produce runs?
Yeah, you know, a lot of that just comes from getting games under your belt and feeling more comfortable at the plate. You know, in the second half of the season, our strikeouts have gone down. You know, our ball in play has gone up. You know, I think on any given night, we still feel like we're leaving too many runners on base, but, you know, the games that we've won, we've come through with some hits to move those guys around and get us into scoring position, and then find a way to get them in. You know, just the other night, Friday against St. Ed's, we knew it was going to be pitcher's duel between Derrick and Carson. So, you know, they got on the board first, 1-0, and then we were able to come back and put a 2-spot up, and then, you know, add a few on as the game went on. And, you know, that's just what we need to do when we've got a really good pitching performance going on the mound. We've got to find a way offensively to support them and, you know, bring down the other team a little bit to make them feel like maybe they don't have a chance to get back in the game.
And as we take a look at your schedule here to kind of wrap up the regular season, you guys are on the road tonight at North Iowa up in Buffalo Center. You're home on Tuesday for your conference finale against Iowa Falls Alden on Tuesday night before. You were supposed to play Eagle Grove on July 3rd. That game has been canceled since, obviously, you guys will be facing one another on July 6th for the first round of district play over at South Hardin High School in Eldora in that Class 1A district first-round matchup. Winner moves on to take on Roland Story in Story City. And when you look at the slate to wrap up the regular season today and tomorrow, then you've got the district opener on Saturday. What's kind of the mindset of the team coming in? What's the feeling amongst the team? And what are kind of some of your observations about these upcoming games and then your district as it goes into Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't change a whole lot. You know, every night our goal is to go 1-0, and, you know, we've got some really good opportunities this week, yeah. You know, we had a postponed game to Eagle Grove that was supposed to be this Wednesday, and I think both teams decided it just really wasn't a smart idea to play the same team twice in 4 days, so we went ahead and took that one off the schedule. But, you know, we've got really good opportunities tonight and tomorrow to get wins number 10 and 11 on our schedule, which, you know, it doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it's something that hasn't been done around here for a long time. We haven't had, I don't think, double-digit wins here at CGD since the 2012-2013 season. So that's definitely a goal of ours, you know, starting this week, is is to win those games and get into that column and really show, you know, the progress that this program's made here in the last 4 years. You know, my first year we started with one win, and, you know, I've had nine the last two seasons, so we're trying to get over that hump of double-digit wins, you know, and then move forward here in the future and, you know, move towards that 500 record and above. So, you know, it all kind of starts tonight, and again, you can't look too far in advance, but, you know, pitch count, things like that all come into play on who you're going to throw and how much they can throw and things like that, even here in this week with not playing till our district game until Saturday. But, you know, we'll figure that all out, and our goal is to go out and win every game.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week beginning tonight against North Iowa.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Ryan Nail, the head baseball coach of the Clearing Goldfield House Cowboys. Here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto, we're talking with Eagle Grove baseball coach Jordan Miller, coming up next on 95.7 FM.